Good morning. Wishing you a happy Saturday morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located at 101 Pier Street. Chris McGowan and Grow Siouxland. And as we begin each Saturday morning, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. On behalf of the whole Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, we wish you a glorious weekend. It's turning into fall and quickly going to be into the holiday season. And today we have a guest who has a little bit of expertise if you're looking for that perfect holiday gift for a loved one. Our guest is Mr. Ryan Trotter of Woodhouse. Ryan, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Honored to be here. Really appreciate the invitation.
Well, and we're happy to have you in studio. We know that you're very busy and Saturdays can be a big sales day. And we certainly hope that's the case for Woodhouse today. Located on Auto Row, what's the specific address?
It's 2101 East 6th Street, Sioux City, Iowa.
And we hope that if you're in the market for a vehicle, swing by and see Ryan Trotter or one of his outstanding sales representatives with Woodhouse. And over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know Ryan a little bit better. We're going to talk about the organization that he leads here in the Siouxland Tri-State Metro, Woodhouse. And we're also going to talk about some of the philanthropic work that Ryan is engaged with, both personally and professionally on behalf of Woodhouse. And so, Ryan, as we begin each Saturday morning and we introduce our guest to our listening audience, let's begin by learning about where you grew up.
Okay, well, when I was 3 years old, my mom and I moved to Perry, Iowa, which is over by Des Moines. She's a school teacher.
So I know the area a little bit. My high school wrestling coach at Heelan had previously coached at Woodward Granger, which I believe is Perry, Iowa.
Absolutely. Perfect. It's, about 9 miles to the east. So,
yeah small world. So,
yeah, it is.
So you're a Perry, Iowa kid, you and your mom.
Fighting Blue Jays. My mom and I moved there again when I was 3 years old. And she was a school teacher, English, grammar and writing, creative writing, that kind of thing. And, so was involved with, a lot of sports early on, but then that kind of morphed into, a necessity to work a little bit more just to help out a little bit. So that got cut down a little bit, but I was still involved in like music and choir and band and that kind of thing. And those seemed to work around the work schedule pretty good.
You know, I look at you today and, I see you more as a starting linebacker than a guy in the choir and the band. Did you do both?
No, I didn't. You know, my dad was a big football player, and my mom was more concerned about a scholarship in music, so she didn't want me to, you know, put myself out there and do that.
Tell me about what kind of music you were involved with. Were you a vocalist? Did you play an instrument or both?
Yeah, both. I mean, really. I mean, the vocal side was probably not as interesting to me as I played trumpet, and so. I was big into jazz band and all of the select bands and stuff like that and marching band and that kind of thing. And, the observation is right. I always wanted to, be a football player. So, or at least baseball or something like that. But, that didn't work out quite that way, and that's okay too.
Perry, Iowa, did you graduate from high school there?
I did, yeah.
And what was next for Ryan Trotter?
So I went to Simpson College on a trumpet scholarship.
So your mom's plan worked.
It worked. It did work, yeah. And so I guess she had some foresight there. But so I was there for about a year, and something was kind of missing a little bit. I don't know. I kind of enjoyed the college. I kind of didn't. But I think that going back to that football thing, I think there's a lot to be said with team sports and that kind of rite of passage kind of an idea. Not to get too sappy here, but I do think there's some truth in that.
So there was a longing for some
there
of that
was.
camaraderie that team sports present.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and that I think especially for a young man, I think there's something there that I can't necessarily put my finger on, but. There's something missing. So after a year there, I went back and I was working at a grocery store in Ames, Iowa, and I met somebody there who asked me what I was doing for that summer, and I happened to be the third in charge of that Hy-Vee store, and he told me that he goes, you should really think about the Marine Corps, and I'm just like, okay, I don't know why you would come up to me and say that, but I have no idea what. You know, what I guess I was exuding that made him think that I wanted to become a Marine, but he was absolutely right. I mean, he hit it spot on.
So you're 19 years old. Yeah. You're working at a Hy-Vee in Ames, Iowa, and one of your colleagues, one of your work coworkers, approaches you and says, "You ought to think about being a Marine."
Yep.
That's now, right. Was he in the service?
Yeah, he had just gotten back from Desert Storm. So they were in a field artillery unit in Waterloo, Iowa, and he was in communications. And I don't know. I just remember the guy. He just oozed charisma. He just, the way he carried himself, the way he spoke. Everybody would kind of just, he was a natural leader, you know.
Typical so, Marine, squared away.
Yeah. I mean, this guy especially, you know, I think there's times when certain people come into your life and just like, dang, I wouldn't mind being like him. And that was one of those guys. His name's Andy Streit, really, really squared away guy.
So. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Ryan Trotter. Ryan leads the Woodhouse Auto Group here in Siouxland, located on Auto Road down on East 6th Street. And Ryan, after graduating from Woodward Granger High School in Perry, Iowa, goes on to spend a year at Simpson College on a trumpet scholarship. Senses something's missing, and we've begun a conversation about the Marine Corps. So your colleague piques your interest, then what happens?
Yeah, this is kind of wild after this. So he actually takes me down to the recruiter, and the recruiter, you know, I think this is June 1st, I believe is the date, and he says, well, I can get you on the first plane in September. So there's a September evolution in San Diego, MCRD, Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego. So I'm like, yeah, September sounds good. Gives me time to start running. It's really, you need to get up to about 3 miles run in about 20 minutes is kind of the goal. At the time, I think a perfect PFT was 18 minutes, 3 miles. So I wasn't that much of a runner, but at 19, everybody can kind of run, right? So it didn't take long to figure that out. But and then the push-ups, pull-ups, all that, sit-ups, all that good stuff. So I thought, you know, June to September, give me plenty of time to train. And then 9 days later, I got a phone call that says, hey, if you're ready, we'll take you right now.
Holy cow. Yeah. So what year is this?
94.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, well, let's go. I mean, it doesn't matter. Either way, they're going to get you in shape.
So June 1, you go and meet with a recruiter. Yep. Do you make the decision on the spot that you're going?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you sign paperwork on the spot?
I did. And, you know, I had my mom and my my stepdad there, and at home, I didn't even consult with him. I just said, hey, I'm doing this. And mom didn't like it. Stepdad thought it was great because he thought I was kind of a knucklehead. So, yeah.
Well, Semper Fi.
Yeah, hoorah.
And so June 1, you're in. And when did you go to San Diego?
Yeah, June 11th.
Wow.
Yeah. So he gave me a June 10th is when he called and said, hey, I can get you on if you're willing to go tomorrow. So
tell us about your time at Marine Corps boot camp in San Diego.
You know, at the time, it's, I don't know if I'd say this on air, it's hell on earth, right? But I mean, the truth is, looking back, we had a blast. I mean, it was probably one of those defining moments in your life where you're like, you know what, if I wouldn't have done this, I would have been missing something, you know? I'm glad we went to San Diego. I'm glad it was the, you know, the level of intensity that it was.
Well, Ryan, thank you for your service.
Oh, thanks.
And to all the veterans listening today, we appreciate your service here. We're on the precipice of another Veterans Day on November 11th. Mm-hmm. And so our sincere gratitude for all the men and women who have served and who continue to serve. How many years in the Marine Corps, Ryan?
Six.
And a couple of deployments?
No, never had
all
to.
All stateside?
So, yeah. Yep, that's right. So my unit was a reserve unit out of Waterloo, Iowa. It's a field artillery unit. And so generally you go to boot camp for 12 weeks, and then you go to a 4 to 5 week school called MCT. And since I was combat arms, then you go to Fort Sill to learn how to fire the big howitzers and that kind of thing. So
6 years in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. What was next in your career progression and professional development?
I really didn't know what to do after that. So I went to Iowa State for a little while, a couple of years, tried to figure out what to do, had some odd jobs. And then in 2006, I actually landed with the Woodhouse Auto family.
And where was your first assignment with Woodhouse?
That would be in Blair, Nebraska, which would be at the Ford store.
And how much time before you became involved with the Sioux City operation?
So January 16th of 2013 is when we joined Siouxland up here.
So coming up on the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Ryan Trotter. Ryan leads the Woodhouse Auto Group here right in the Siouxland Metro. Of course, Woodhouse has operations throughout the Upper Midwest and in Blair and Omaha and other places. As we approach the holidays, Thanksgiving around the corner, if you're in the need for a vehicle, go visit with Ryan and his team. And when we come back from a short commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about the Woodhouse organization, but also the philanthropy that they've become involved with, that they've prioritized, but also some of the philanthropy and charitable giving that Ryan Trotter has emphasized in his role leading Woodhouse. Again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland. If you miss one of our episodes, you can visit us on the KSCJ website at kscj.com. Click on the programming menu. The drop-down icon will take you to Grow Siouxland, and all our past episodes are located there. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Hopefully there's some college football on the television on your horizon, or maybe getting some of those last-minute leaves raked up. In any event, our guest today is Mr. Ryan Trotter. Ryan leads the Woodhouse Auto Group right here in Siouxland. They're located down on East 6th Street, better known as Auto Row. And Ryan, in the first half of the program, we got to know you a little bit better, a kid that grew up in central Iowa, spent a little time at Simpson, 6 years of service in the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And then back to Iowa State for a period of time before joining Woodhouse and Blair. And then just about 10 years ago, Woodhouse acquired a dealership from the Zook family.
Correct.
From Bruce and Charlie.
Yep.
Zook. Many people know Bruce and his family, and hard to believe that's been 10 years already. Tell us about what's going on in auto sales right now, because I know that there's a little bit of a demand for maybe new and used vehicles that are being directly impacted by COVID and the production of chips. Explain what's going on there.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild ride since COVID. Everything's been kind of turned on its head. So it used to be we'd carry anywhere from 300 to 500 new vehicles on our lot. And there's a microprocessor or a chip that has been severely cut down. They knew this was coming for years and years and years. They just never addressed it. So this chip is shared by not only vehicles, but also like your iPads, iPhones, you know, any electronics. And so for the auto industry to try and get, I guess, I don't want to call it greedy, but for them to try and say, we get more market share of that chip than anybody else, you just can't do that. And so what they tried to do is they tried to get the chip to as many different places as they could. Unfortunately, the automakers really need them badly. You know, we don't do as much volume, but if you think about it, everybody has, you know, a new phone, everybody has an iPad. And so it greatly reduced our ability to get our hands on vehicles.
So this microprocessor goes into new vehicles.
Yeah.
And has dramatically slowed the production of new automobiles.
Right. And the actual production itself of the vehicle shouldn't be the problem, but the what we found was the chip was actually a lot of times tied to safety. And so they didn't want to take the chance of putting an unsafe vehicle out there.
And so my understanding is this has caused a ripple effect throughout the auto industry.
Yeah.
Because new cars aren't available. You don't have buyers who typically purchase new vehicles trading in used vehicles. So it's created a bit of a challenge for you in the used car market as well.
Correct, correct. It's twofold. So the bad news for the consumer at the time was you saw rebates kind of go down because the demand went up, supply went hugely down. At one point in time, I had 19 new vehicles on my lot. I mean, from 500 down to 19, that's pretty radical. And so since there's no inventory, then of course the rebates are just so lessened, if there are even are rebates. Now, the reason I say it's twofold is because the good news for the consumer is if you have a trade of any kind, I mean, the depreciation shrunk to hardly anything. And so all of a sudden, you know, it just kind of evened out because you get so much more for your trade-in. So that's a good thing. So what you own is worth a lot more than it was.
That said, if you're still interested in a new or used vehicle, where do they find you?
We're on 2101 East 6th Street, and also find us on Woodhouse.com.
And ask for Ryan when you walk in. And Ryan, as we get to this season of the year, we have so many who have so much to be grateful for, but there are those who continue to go without, and that's really become a priority for you personally,
right,
from your own personal experience, but also professionally as a representative of Woodhouse.
Right. So about 2007, Woodhouse as a company decided to give away their Christmas party and dedicate that money to the food bank down in Omaha, which is Food Bank of the Heartland. And it grew from about $200,000 worth of donations to about $1 million a year. And that's all of the Woodhouse stores donating to that and raising money and that kind of thing. So in 2013, when we came up here, this is our store donated to the food bank of the Siouxland. And that's, I think, really the first year wasn't quite as much, but then we got into gear on the second year and so on. So we have something called the backpack program. And the backpack program is designed to find the children who are food insecure in their homes from Saturday through Sunday. A lot of kids will eat their last meal at lunchtime at school, and then they may not have much between Saturday and Sunday. And so the whole day on Monday until lunchtime, they're not ingesting any kind of education at all. They're just sitting there hungry, and their mind can't even focus because they just want something to eat. And so we started, or we are supporting this backpack program that is full of nutrients for these kids. And they can discreetly be given these backpacks through the administration at the school. A couple ways we've seen it done is they'll either kind of locate who these children are just based on some understanding of where they come from or what they're going through. And they can put them in their lockers while they're in class for some discretion. Or they just let the child know, hey, by the way, just come to this room at the end of the day on Friday. And and so that's when the backpack's given to them.
Well, first and foremost, on behalf of a grateful community, I want to thank you personally and Woodhouse for their generosity in meeting this need. Food insecurity is critically important.
Right.
And I think you and I can both agree that in challenging economic times, the need grows exponentially. Our commitment to help those in need, I think, grows exponentially in the wintertime, near the holidays, but
right,
also when we're on the precipice of a recession and we see inflation flirting with 10%, we know the demand is greater than ever. So first and foremost, thank you for about $1 million a year from Woodhouse.
No, I want to make sure that's accurate.
Not just your location, but all locations.
Oh, yeah. So our store, since we've been here, so call it 9 years, we've been able to raise about a little over $500,000.
Okay. And then annually, Woodhouse contributes to this. And did I get that number earlier, or did I misunderstand?
So it's $1 million. It's $1 million down south to Omaha. So
got
the
it.
Food bank of the Heartland. So there's about 16 stores that are raising money for the Omaha Metro.
And that's about $1 million a year.
$1 million a year. Yep.
And then here in Siouxland, over the last 9 years, around $500,000 to the Food Bank of Siouxland, the Backpack Program, and other food insecurity
Correct.
Programs.
Yep.
So thank you for your generosity.
Of course.
And interestingly, that comes directly from your performance in the sale of vehicles. Tell us about that connection.
Yeah, I want to make sure that people of the Siouxland, you know, our customers, and it just really is, it's just folks in Siouxland that are stepping up and taking care of people in Siouxland. I mean, that's really what it is. We give them a vehicle to do that. I mean, we give them, vehicle's a horrible way to say it. We give them a way to donate.
Yeah, it's a brilliant way to say it.
Yeah, no doubt, right?
But through the sale of your vehicles, you provide a vehicle or an avenue for people to contribute to the philanthropic programs that you're invested in.
Yeah, let's just say, Chris, that you and I are working on a car deal here, and you want to buy this vehicle, and I can get the, you know, I'll offer a number of this, and you say, well, I really want to be at this. I'll say, well, if we're going to go to that number, then we'd like some participation. We'd like you to support a couple backpacks. And each backpack is $160. That represents supporting one child for one full school year.
That's really, really important. So as you negotiate with your customers on the purchase of a vehicle where they push back a little bit, Woodhouse says, we might be able to meet that price, but if we do, we'd really like you to step up and mirror and reflect some of the philanthropy that is a priority for us at Woodhouse and purchase a couple of backpack programs.
Yeah.
And $100 will accomplish what?
160. So it's 160 per backpack. So one backpack will feed one child for the entire school year.
And if somebody's listening to this program and they're not in the market for a vehicle right now, but they wanted to support Woodhouse and this program with the Food Bank of Siouxland, could they come down and make a donation?
Of course, absolutely. And we'll get it directly down to the food bank for you.
Well, that's outstanding. And again, $160 per backpack. That will provide a backpack every weekend throughout the academic school year.
Correct.
For a child located right here in our metro.
Yes, sir.
And Ryan, I want to again say thank you to you personally and to Woodhouse for their generosity, because I think this is a program that's critically important to our community, and perhaps not a lot of people know about it or know about Woodhouse's connection. So thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of KSEJ and Powell Broadcasting, this is Chris McGowan from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, thanking you for listening to today's program with Ryan Trotter of Woodhouse right here in the Siouxland Metro, located on East 6th Street. If you're interested in supporting the Food Bank of Siouxland and the backpack program through Woodhouse, $160 will take care of food in a backpack every weekend through the academic year for a student, for a child in our metro. Ryan Semper Fi, thanks for your service in the Marine Corps. Thank you for all that you and Woodhouse do in our community. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.